That title is Dealer Education Manager. I'm responsible for the producing product education materials and training for all of our Lexus dealership associates. Lexus has introduced a new advanced parking guidance system that we like to tout, I guess, as helping customers being able to park their vehicle more efficiently or effectively. It does not self-park, so we want to make sure that that's understood up front, that the driver still has responsibility to control the vehicle as far as braking and as far as checking surroundings to make sure that they're not bumping into objects that would be in the way that they would normally be looking for if they were parallel parking. So the advanced parking guidance system will also do two different types of parking maneuvers. It will do a parallel parking maneuver on either side of the car, on either the right side or the left side of the vehicle, as well as it'll do a reverse or slot parking maneuver when you're in a parking lot and you want to get into a parking slot there. With the advanced parking guidance system, there are two sensors, one on either side of the front bumper, which are actually integrated with the intuitive park assist, which we've had in the past on other vehicles. That system is a sonar-based system that uses sensors in the front and rear bumper to detect objects that are within a certain range of the vehicle, anywhere between about 6 inches and 6 feet, basically. So those sensors are still there, and that system is required with the advanced parking guidance system. So these two integrated sensors that are part of that intuitive park assist are now also used for the advanced parking guidance system. And what they basically do is, as you drive past the vehicle, if you're under 12 and a half miles an hour, basically those sensors will detect a vehicle alongside of your car in a parallel parking maneuver, for example. If you're within about 3 feet of that vehicle, it can actually detect the vehicle and then will go ahead and activate the system when you put it in reverse. So just kind of help set up the vehicle to let the system know approximately where the vehicle is in relationship to the car or the vehicle you're going to park behind. Once you pull past that vehicle that you're going to parallel park behind, you basically would pull up to where you could see the front license plate. It's the B pillar of the vehicle would be aligned with the front of the vehicle you're going to park behind, keeping the car about 3 feet away approximately from that vehicle. Once you're there and stop and put it in reverse, then there's a backup camera that comes on showing you a picture of the area behind the car. And then there's two icons in either right or left-hand corner which depict if you want to do a parallel parking. The right-hand icon would be the one you'd depress for parallel parking. The left-hand icon would be the one you'd depress for slot parking or reverse parking. As soon as you touch that parallel parking icon, then you get a target parking frame that appears on the screen based on your maneuvering past the vehicle you're going to park behind. So at that point, then the target frame may either be green. If you've done this a few times, you kind of know how to position the car. It may be green, and there's also a flag that kind of looks like a golf flag that should be approximately on the rear corner of the car you're going to park behind. If that flag's in that position and the target parking spot is green and there's enough space to park in, you have to judge that yourself. If the target parking spot is sitting on top of the car that you're going to park in front of behind you, of course there's not enough space. The spot basically indicates the amount of space needed to park the car. And if it's red, there's actually icons on the screen or arrows that you can touch to move the box around and position it to see if you can get it to be green and if it will fit in the spot. Once you've finished those criteria, made those initial adjustments if necessary, then you would touch the OK button. At that point, you take your hands off the steering wheel, then you would gently release the brake, still controlling the brake, but you don't touch the throttle. You just keep your foot on the brake. Check your surroundings, let the car just back into the parking spot. It will do all the steering for you. All you basically need to do is just watch the rear view camera on the monitor, make sure where the car is going. Also watch your rear view mirrors. You can still look over your shoulder if you like, just to make sure that that you're being safe as you back into this parking spot. Once the vehicle is backed into the parking spot, you'll get a notification that says that parking guidance is canceled. At that point, you know that it's done its job, and then you simply would straighten the steering wheel and pull in like you would normally if you were parallel parking, just to straighten the vehicle up.
Is there a minimum length requirement in order for this vehicle to self-park or to assist in parking?
Well, the recommended length is approximately 6.5 feet longer than the vehicle you're in. We have two different length vehicles, standard wheelbase and a long wheelbase. The engineer, anyway, would like to have 6.5 feet. We can do it in less than that. And once you get good at using the system, you know where to position the flag icon, you know, and so that you can get the vehicle into a tighter spot. If it's a really tight spot, you'd probably still have to adjust it yourself rather than trying to let the parking guidance system do it. Once you've got a little experience with it, it actually can squeeze you into a pretty tight spot with a couple of feet on either end. And that's a pretty tight spot for a car, you know, it's almost 20 feet long, you know, 18 feet long.
How long has the system been in development?
The system's been in development for probably about 6 years, 5 years. It was actually introduced in Japan on a vehicle over there about 5 years ago. And it's gradually been improved and improved, and finally we feel it's good enough to introduce in our U.S. market. The system was really developed to assist drivers who have concern about parallel parking. It just removes one of those things that you have to be concerned about, trying to back into a parking spot. And so instead of trying to control the steering wheel and look over your shoulder and check for all these objects, you know, you don't have to worry about the steering anymore because the vehicle will steer itself precisely into that spot every time. So the nice thing about it is once you learn the system and get some confidence in it, it will do the parallel parking precisely the same every time. It's not like when we do it ourselves, we might do it right one time, we might do it wrong one time, we might back up a few times. But with this one, it really is a confidence builder that, you know, you can actually do a good parallel parking every time the same, as long as, you know, everything's set up and adjusted properly.
The APGS is an option on the LS460. How much does it add to the purchase price?
Depending on the packages with the vehicle, the total cost to get the package might be more, but the actual cost of that, just that system, is $700. It's really a good deal, and especially people that are doing a lot of, you know, driving and parking situations every day, it really would be a help. Another nice thing about it is that people, you know, learn how to parallel park on the right side of the road, but a lot of one-way streets now, there's parallel parking on the left-hand side, too. So this can park on either side, again, which alleviates the concern of, you know, having to find a parking spot on the side that I'm comfortable parking on. So if you pull up on a car that's on the left of the vehicle, it'll do the same maneuver. It just puts the target spot on the other side. Once you get the box placed, the target parking spot positioned, you just do the same thing. You just control the brake and the car will back in on the left side as well as it will on the right.
And can you discuss Lexus's commitment to this new technology and to, you know, advanced technology in general?
Well, I think, you know, in our technology-savvy world today, it's like it's the race to see who can come up with the greatest new gimmick, I guess. It's nice when you come up with a technology that's actually got a safety factor involved or a convenience factor also that actually makes it easier for a customer to enjoy their car and the experience of it. Just when we think we've come to a point, you know, what other technologies could we develop that would improve the safety or handling or convenience of our cars for our customers, there's always something new. I don't have a crystal ball that tells me what the engineers are thinking of at night over there in Japan right now, but you know, there's certainly a lot of opportunities with the different technologies we have. For example, I don't know if you're familiar with our customized features on the vehicles where a customer can actually select from several different settings on different things in the vehicle, you know, like air conditioning temperature setting, you know, maybe 72 doesn't feel like 72, so they could adjust that a little bit to where it's more convenient for them, or the way the doors unlock, or some of those features, the way the remote feature works. And we're getting more and more of those programmable computers that control these systems on the car so that a customer can now choose how they want the car to respond in certain situations, whether it's the seat memory or the air conditioning or, you know, some of the convenience features inside the car. That's kind of where I see things going technology-wise, is the opportunity for us to do more and more of the customizing of the vehicle to more personalize it for the driver.
And your final thoughts on the Lexus APGS system?
I think that our customers are really going to find that it's very intuitive and easy to use, and it'll really make their experience in parallel parking probably much easier than they think it could. The only concern I have is that they understand it well enough to know that it doesn't park itself. You know, we put out some advertising and a lot of information out early that says, you know, the car that parks itself. That's kind of the buzzword, but from my product training background, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that the car actually doesn't park itself. In other words, you can't just turn it loose once you press OK. You still have to check surroundings for safety and keep your foot on the brake, and you control the vehicle ultimately. it controls the steering and does a very good job of that, of positioning it in the spot.